This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Advisors Plus very own Norm Patrick. Norm, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Brighter now that you're here. We're kicking off our Tuesday coverage with
Absolutely.
Norm Patrick.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's start it off right. So, but before we dive into the topic here, share with me how the conference is going for you so far.
I think it's going absolutely fantastic. It's nice to see everybody out in full force like we used to be prior to the pandemic. And, you know, for me, this is, you know, one of my multiple family reunions that I have every year. So nice to see my credit union family, all my friends and contacts in the industry. And it's just an awesome event.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think they set a record attendance here at the conference. And then I was at the Wegner dinner last night, or the awards last night, and they set a record as well there. So, people are back in force, ladies and gentlemen. So
Come on.
So, all right, Norm. So, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Legislation, regulation that could impact payments this year. Because, I mean, as we know, payments make the world go round these days, especially on the consumer side. So share with me, give us a quick overview here.
There's going to be a lot of headwinds in the industry this year, not only from the economy's perspective, the expectations of a recession, hopefully it's shallow and short versus the alternatives.
Yeah.
But, in this true spirit of Washington, you know, there's plenty of going on in the regulatory side of things right now. First thing being the change to Regulation II that's coming up here in July.
Okay.
And what that's going to require credit unions to do is to provide multiple debit card networks to all debit card transactions. So, since the pandemic, we've had the benefit of a lot of debit card transactions going through the Visa, MasterCard networks and achieving higher levels of interchange. What the change to that rule is going to do is allow multiple networks to be involved to bring the PIN networks into the foray as well, which is going to end up reducing interchange, maybe introducing a little more risk into the market. So credit unions are going to have to plan for that as they go throughout the year. So that's on schedule to implement here in July. Going later into this year and into next, we're keeping a very close eye on the fee posture of the Biden administration as well as the CFPB. So they're on a crusade right now around what they're calling junk fees.
Yes, we talked about that a lot yesterday too.
So while I'm very happy that they're targeting the airline industry with change fees and things of that sort,
and like hotels and things like that as well. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Resort concert fees, tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah. So that's going to hit home with our credit unions. The first thing on tap is around late charges around credit cards. Right now, there is a safe harbor that allows a late charge of up to $41, and that's adjusted for inflation every year or so. And what they're contending is reducing that cap on the late charges to $8 per instance, so $41 to $8, and then ultimately it's the cost of collections. The reasonableness of actually charging it.
Right, which is going up as well,
absolutely. Yeah,
everything's going up.
Yeah, I mean, the reality of it is, employees are costing a lot more. Wages are going up. Inflation is up, and, that's going to dovetail into that as well. So $8 cap on it or 25% of the minimum payment. Mm-hmm. So that's going to create some drag on non-interest income, and it's already happening with overdraft fees. While there isn't any draft rulemaking in place like late charges, there is some competitive pressure right now with the big banks and a lot of others who are reducing overdraft fees or even getting rid of overdraft fees altogether. So ultimately, it's all a drag on non-interest income, and it's going to make it very important for credit unions to look at the profitability of their programs. Are you positioned for success on the revenue side? Are you efficient enough in your operation and keeping your operating expenses down?
And then there's the deposit side as well that credit unions have to consider too, right?
Yes.
So and that kind of plays, I would assume that would play a part in this as well, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So, There's right now the credit union industry with record loan growth the past couple of years, and deposits are starting to wane. You know, all the support from the government has waned away. Yep. Liquidity is becoming an issue as well. So attracting low-cost deposits is going to be extremely important, which throws off a lot of non-interest income on the checking account side. But managing the products overall, managing the profitability overall, is just going to become so much more important for credit unions in the years to come. Particularly on the credit card side, as that becomes more of a margin business versus the fee income side of things.
The whole fee elimination thing is a really sticky subject right now. Some can handle, I mean, I think it's an individual, on an individual basis for each credit union, because some can handle it, obviously, because we had a number of them on the show, but the others, it's not in the business plan.
That's right.
It's not on their radar, because that's in the business plan for them. Interesting. 2023 is going to be a very interesting year in regards to all of this stuff and more. So what's your advice to credit unions, having said all of that?
I'm a numbers guy, so it comes down to knowing your numbers, knowing your metrics, your drivers, your profitability of the programs, get the measurements in place, and then, identify the opportunities to shore it up. One of them being, doubling down on digital. While it's going to be an investment up front, the operating costs relative to the digital model is, a lot less, and, it's meeting members where they want to be. Everybody's on digital, everybody needs to double down on that. And then also looking at your operating structure, are the efficiencies being gained within the credit union? Mm-hmm. Are there opportunities to fine-tune the operation, bring those costs down in light of FTE costs, going through the roof these days? So it's really, coming down to examining the profitability and, embarking on the efficiencies in the digital side.
Yeah, you took the word efficiency right out of my head, especially when you started going down the digital road, because that's where everyone goes with that.
Absolutely.
So what are you hearing in the hallways in regards to this type of stuff? What are the conversations that you're having with credit unions? What are they talking about?
I mean, a lot of it is coming down to, okay, so now what? How do I make up this gap?
Right.
And I think, in this rising rate environment, there's still lots of credit unions who still have non-variable credit card programs. So interest rates go up and their interest rates stay the same on the portfolio. They don't have the opportunity to follow the rates, through the increase cycle. So that's been one big step. We've talked to a lot of credit unions about it. What can I do in terms of, with the regulatory structure, in terms of, aligning with that? So it's really around, how am I going to fill that gap? I have to make earnings as well.
Oh, no doubt. Interesting year indeed. All right. Anything else, Norm? Anything else to provide us on this front? Because it seems like it's just a moving target with so many variables,
It is. And I think it's, staying in front of it, staying educated.
Yep.
And while you're in Washington, talk with your representatives, explain to them, the intricacies of the payments business. And I think there's not a very firm understanding of how things work, and it really gets off the mark very easily. So educating them is very important. So while you're here in Washington, do that.
Yeah, I think the evolution of payments has never been more important right now, because it's so crucial to credit unions and especially on the consumer side of things. So exactly. They want that efficient as well. So, alrighty, Norm. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time as always. Again, a great way to kick off our Tuesday coverage here at GAC, and I appreciate your time as always.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.